ready?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Eat It Like It podcast. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that weekends on WJCL television. On the other end of the line this morning is, you know, on Hilton Head Island, we have fixtures. We have the lighthouse. We have that big old oak tree at Harbortown. There's that alligator statue over there off of, what, New Orleans Road. And then there's Skillets and Amy Bima. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Is that a fair introduction? I mean, you've been there forever.
Do you know August, which it is now, is 32 years. So what was I thinking?
Wow. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You know, I quick aside before we get into our conversation, you know, Lady and Sons closed last week here
so
in Savannah.
Sad.
Yeah, it is. But it was a 36-year run. And rather than, I hate to be too incredibly philosophical, but rather than, you know, lament that it closed, let's enjoy the fact that we got 36 years out of it.
Yes, and it was a fixture in Savannah and people, and she has done so well, and I'm not worried about her at all. She's going to be just fine.
Nor should anyone be. So you, Amy, you and I have known each other for about a decade now, running around Caligny Plaza there on the south end of Hilton Head Island. You go back to Hilton Head, back to the 70s. So you remember it when it was a very different place, do you not?
I do. I remember when we got our first McDonald's. It was a big thing. Yeah.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
I bet it was. Where was it?
On New Orleans, New Orleans in 278. The McDonald's that's there now.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So it's been in that spot since forever.
It has.
Wow. Very cool. So tell us, did you always work in food and beverage and then wound up opening Skillets? How did that come to be?
I have been in food and beverage, but I actually went to college for nutrition and they canceled my degree. Wow. We used to own the only health food store on the island, my dad and my mom and family. So it just seemed like the natural thing to do. When they closed my degree, I just switched over to food science because it was the closest thing. And then I came back and worked in food and beverage here and got this idea that I'm a picky eater, honestly. And I'm like one of those, can I have this steak, but can I have this sauce? And I don't really like that vegetable. So I thought I wanted to open my own place. And I, for some reason or another, started with the bakery first. It was Caligny Bakery. And then I switched over to Just Pasta. I was the original owner of Just Pasta. And that was how it came about, because you could come in, pick your pasta, pick your sauce, pick your toppings, and create your own meal. So you didn't embarrass anybody by coming in and saying, oh, I want that, but I want that. So it worked out great. I'm sorry.
I think a concept like that today would do well.
I do too.
They're out there. I've seen them, but not on the island.
Yeah. And then the concept became, I had customers that would come see me every morning in the bakery and they would be like, okay, Amy, we've had baked goods for 3-4 days now. We need some eggs. And I was sending people everywhere else. And I said something to my dad and I was like, you know what? I think we should do this. And my dad was like, I do too. And he was selling real estate at the time. He owned his own real estate company. And he thought, how is my daughter going to get up and go to the bakery at 4 a.m. and close a restaurant down at 11:00 and then open a third place? So it just seemed the natural thing for him to do. When he said something to me, I'm going to sell my real estate company, I thought, oh, it'll be a while. It was like 5 days. And then it was like, okay, Dad, we got to do something now, and we got to do it fast. So it just seemed like a natural progression that he would stay in Skillets a lot, or he would come and relieve me at the bakery just to see different places. So the three restaurants worked very well, and we kind of all pitched in. My sister comes and helps, even though she has a lot of retail stores, and my mother was always there with us. Matter of fact, my mother got a little jealous. So we opened Corner Market Deli and Catering that used to be connected to Piggly Wiggly you could go in from the grocery store to the end store.
Right.
And so we had her down there. So she would have something
That's funny.
To herself, someplace to always be.
So what year was that? I'm not 32 years backdating the math. What year? It was in the 80s, I guess?
Yes.
90s.
90s, because I opened the bakery actually on my birthday in 92. I thought, what better birthday present to give myself than to, at the end of the day, count the cash drawer and it'd all be mine. Which sounds awful, but it was a great birthday present. That getting up at 4 a.m. was a little rough, though.
Yeah. And here you are at 32 years. Was it in that same location out in the parking lot of Coligny?
Skillets?
Yeah.
Well, it's in that same location, but in 2002, I shared that building with someone else, and another restaurant caught on fire, and they deemed the building 51% destroyed. So we had to tear down and start over again.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And so I said, if I'm going to do this, I want the building to my, if I'm going to be out of business, it's going to be my fault and not be somebody else's. So it's worked out great. I miss the rent in the old place, though.
I bet you do. I bet you do. So that 2002 after the fire, it was rebuilt as what it is today, Skillets.
Yes.
Cafe there. And it's a staple. How's your summer been? And, you know, I hear different things because, you know, I talk to restaurant owners and chefs all day, every day. And I'm hearing, oh, it's a little soft this summer. Oh, we were busy. Oh, we were great. Oh, we were down. I'm worried. What's it been like for not only you, but there in the general Coligny area?
I think that winter and spring were really good this year. Uh-huh. Really good. And then kind of June was good. But from July, that month, I feel like was very soft. It was good. Don't get me wrong. I'm blessed to have customers every single day.
Right.
But I didn't feel like it was those really, really long lines and, you know, it wasn't
as robust as previous Julys.
And I live in Forest Beach. So of course I'm in rental house haven. Yeah. And I don't feel like any week was every single house on my street rented. So I kind of judge business that way. You know, when I'm coming home, I'm looking at, oh, what house is rented? And I'm looking at the Seacrest to see how many cars are there. Mm-hmm. But we're still blessed to have such a beautiful island and to have customers. And you know, the thing to time business on is, are people being nice? That's all I want. I'd rather do 600 nice people than 800 half
Karens.
And half people.
800 Karens. Yeah. With all due respect to every Karen out there who's actually nice.
I mean, everybody's going to have a customer and a business. We're all going to have an off day, an off moment. Right. You know, you get bad news, something happened. Sure. The world is not perfect, and people just need to remember that.
Yeah. Going back to your previous point, I'll add that I was over at Hague Point in Defusky a couple of weekends ago, and I was chatting with the bartender there. I said, oh, so how's summer gone? He goes, man, up until the 4th of July, we were 3 deep at the bar here. This was at their beach club there. Up until the weekend of the 4th of July, since it was a Friday this year, we were jammed all weekend. But then beginning that next Monday, ghost town. I mean, there's people there, like you said. They have customers, but it's not that, you know, outrageous summers, I guess, that they're more used to there. So sounds like
I think it kind of was, like I said, I think it was flipped because usually winter is not that great here. Yeah. And I feel like this year it was good. I mean, it wasn't fantastic, but I felt like it was a great winter. I'm like, oh, people are finding out that being here January, February, March isn't a bad place to be.
Yeah.
So
I bet though, I mean, everybody wants more business, bottom line, but I bet you would rather have, like you just said, 500 manageable, comfortable covers than 900. I want to pull my hair out because we're going crazy.
Covers. Yes. I think everybody would agree with that. Yes. We just want quality,
good flow,
food going out the door and customers coming in that can appreciate. Like I said, everybody's going to have a moment, a bad day. The world's not perfect. And if we could just all remember to be a little kind.
Yeah, right. The world needs a little bit more of that these days. So when does back to school, as we speak, is happening in the last, Savannah started here. I think Hilton Head public schools have started. Do you slow down when everybody starts going back to school?
We do. We definitely do. But I'll see that where parents drop their kids off at school And then they're like, oh my gosh, I have some free time. Yeah. I don't have to do this or that. And so they'll come by and have some breakfast and take their time or take. I'll see a lot more people in the restaurant with laptops doing work, just kind of like, oh, I can sit here. I can just enjoy this cup of coffee and enjoy my breakfast and not be tugged going here and there. So it's got its pros. It really does. And I think everybody in food and beverage is ready to have that.
Yes. Yes.
I can breathe. Yes. Even though, like we just said, it wasn't super, super busy, but it's still, oh, we can breathe. We can all take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. We can back up a little bit and actually spend a little bit more quality time with customers, talking to them, finding out where they're from, what's going on in their lives that we couldn't do up through this point.
You have a huge following there on the island. I know you do. You know, everybody says skillets first for breakfast, like you said, or lunch. But we all know that you also serve dinner. Is it as in the big picture? Mm-hmm. I'm guessing breakfast and lunch is a bigger draw, but do you get regulars for dinner? Is it dinner as, the word isn't active. Is it as vibrant as someone would think for a place that's most popular for breakfast?
It is. And I think the struggle has always been, people have this idea that, oh, I love that restaurant for breakfast, but do I really want to go there for dinner?
Right.
Or vice versa. I have customers that have come in for dinner that have never come in for breakfast.
Oh, wow.
So it's that trying to get that mentality across that skillets isn't just for breakfast, which has been a tagline of mine forever.
Right.
You know, just because you come here for breakfast doesn't mean you can't come back.
Right.
But I do have a lot of customers, and ironically enough, like this summer, it's been breakfast, obviously, number one, and then dinner, and then lunch. I think what happens, because you're coming to go on vacation, you're going to the beach, you're on the beach at lunchtime. But I do find people, like I started opening for dinner at 4 o'clock. Some days I've got people outside at 3:30 waiting to come in and have a ribeye steak. And I'm like, it's 3:30. But you know, if you got up early, you saw the sunrise, you did the beach, you did the bike riding, you're hungry. And you're hungry for a big meal. So.
Yeah, but dinner at 3:30. But it's funny, if you said you'd open at 3:30, they'd be in line at 3.
Yeah. Used to stay open the whole time. But then after COVID, I found that 1 hour really helped us to sweep, disinfect everything in the kitchen and mop the front of the house. So I kind of enjoyed that 1 hour of just trying to flip things over. So it's worked out really good.
I love the good people of Hilton Head Island, but I laugh. About a year and change ago, I went up to I was on my way back to Savannah, and I said, where haven't I been in a while? I want to stop and have a bite to eat or something. And the Wise Guys had just reopened a couple of weeks before their new bar and their new renovation and all that. So I said, let me stop at Wise Guys. It was about 4:40, 4:45. I sit in the corner of the bar. And okay, I order some stuff, whatever. I laugh when I share this story, because at about 5:04, every seat at the bar was full. It was like, okay. And I said, hey, welcome to Hilton Head Island. That's how we roll. It's dinner time. Yeah. Yeah. So what are your more popular items for dinner?
Well, I'm going to say probably, believe it or not, our jambalaya is very good. Uh-huh. Our crab stuffed flounder.
Uh-huh.
I'm using local shrimp that I'm getting. The guys are coming up 3 days a week, so anything with our shrimp in it, I love.
Nice.
Fried shrimp is very good. And not to lead into this next segue, but I think our fried chicken is fabulous.
You know, you and I didn't plan that, but I was hoping you'd go there.
it really is.
How often do you eat it?
Oh, come on, Jesse, I got to keep my girlish figure. I can't eat fried chicken every day.
I hear you. I've been taking pictures of burgers for a month and everybody wants me to eat those. I'm like, dude, please help me. I can't. So you fried your fried chicken. I would think everybody wants to come to the South. You know, they come down from wherever it is, Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, and they want to get them some Southern fried chicken. Is it made to order? I assume it is.
It is, which is the one thing that I have to tell everybody. You know, if you're in a rush, don't order the fried chicken, because it's going to take a minimum of, you know, 20 minutes for us to you know, get it, prepare it, fry it, and get it on the plate to come out. So if you're ordering fried chicken, you know, if people have kids and they're rambunctious and everything, I'm like, yeah, don't order the fried chicken because we don't pre-fry anything. So
very cool. Very cool. Well, you you are one of the few people who have been attending my fried chicken and champagne dinners here in Savannah. And then the couple we've done in Hilton Head for many years. I think this next one will be 9 years that we've been doing it. Time flies. And you and I have been talking forever about hosting one of the dinners at Skillet's, and we're finally doing it next month.
I'm very excited. I'm really looking forward to it. And for anyone that's never been to this, it's a wonderful time. You meet different people, especially me going to Savannah. I've met so many different people, a couple people that I've seen each time I go as well, and I try to sneak in and sit with them. But it's just nice to, it's almost reminiscent of like a Mrs. Wilkes, where you're sitting at tables sometimes with people that you don't know, and the food is on the table, and you're having conversation with people and finding out, you know, why are they here? What are they going to do when they're here? And it's definitely a fun family atmosphere type to get people to know each other.
And we got champagne.
I mean, isn't that real? I don't know. Champagne or fried chicken? Which one do I like more?
I would love to have called it fried chicken and champagne, but over the first couple of years, I had people asking for Prosecco, I guess, because you know it's dry or whatever. So we flipped a while ago to fried chicken and bubbles. But as you well know, because you've attended many of them, we offer really good champagne, and we offer middle of the road, and then some lower end, but still very good Prosecco. And so there's different things to try. We've had rosé, we've had regular. We don't skimp on the bubbles. It's good stuff. Yeah,
it is a very good time.
And the it is, and the best part is those times you've been there. I've sat with you when the dinner's winding down, but we've got bubbles left over, so we just sit there and finish them.
I mean, we can't leave a bubble go flat.
No. So the event at Skillet's will be on Wednesday night, September the 24th. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Very good. And if anybody's interested in joining us, there's a link right on the homepage. Look for this graphic here of eatitandlikeit.com. It'll take you right to the ticket portal. It will be a good time. We get going early. I think we said 6 o'clock, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So it'll go probably 6 to 8, 8:30 at the latest is usually how these things run. And it's usually right at 6. There's a welcome glass of bubbles, and we kind of time it so that the food's on the tables by about 10 after, and we go and we eat.
And we do. We eat and drink and have a great conversation.
Yes, it'll be a good time. All right, before we get out of here, I do have to put you on the spot to ask you, you know, you've been on the island since the 70s. Your day off, you probably want to stay home, hide under your bed, watching, you know, bad reruns on TV and eating Oreos, but you go, your girlfriend calls you and says, hey, let's go eat. I haven't seen you in 3 months. Where are you guys going?
The bar at Nunzio's.
Okay. I like that.
And I hate to say it this way too and sound like I'm a bar, but the bar at Charlie's to see Jeff and Anthony.
Yeah.
I love those too. If I'm going casual, which I probably eat at least once a week at Fiesta Fresh.
Nice. I like.
For me, it's either going to be Italian or it's going to be Mexican.
Mexican. Yeah. But no, yes. I like your calls.
CB over at Amigos, you can't beat that salad that she has. Mm-hmm. So the barbecue chicken salad. So.
The barbecue chicken salad. You know, I told someone the other day I've never had it, and they were like, "What? Don't speak to I've never had it. I've never had it."
Oh, Jesse, we got to take care of that.
Yeah,
in the next few weeks, we got to take care of that.
I was there for Cinco de Mayo research back in May. And we had margaritas, and I had just eaten lunch. I forget where, but they were like, you haven't had it? And I wasn't going to eat again sitting there. So, no, I've never had it.
Well, we got to take care of that, definitely.
Yeah, apparently. So, the barbecue chicken salad at Amigos, the bar Nunzio, and the bar at Charlie's to see Jeff. And who was the other? Tony?
The other bartender, Anthony.
Anthony. Okay. I got it half right. Very good. That sounds like Hilton Head for locals.
Unless it's the fall, then, you know, you got to go sit outside maybe at Fish Camp because they do such a great job as well.
I like me some Fish Camp. I like me some sitting outside, although, like you said, the fall.
Yes.
You won't catch me doing that now in August. Amy, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to hang out with us.
I appreciate it.
You are as much a fixture on that island as the lighthouse and the alligator down on the alligator stand.
That's so sweet to say, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Death, taxes, and Amy at Skill. It's like where you're always there. You have a wonderful following, and you do a great job there. So I will be seeing you soon. And one more time, if anybody wants to join us,
yes,
it's Wednesday night, September 24th for the Fried Chicken and Bubbles.
And you won't be disappointed.
No.
Yeah, and you won't be disappointed. It is so much fun.
Yeah, and the last thing I'll add to plug it is we have so many repeat guests that come and join us. Some people have been to maybe not all 8 or 9 that we've done, but certainly 6. So
yes,
it is good value, and it's a good time. So thank you. I'll see you soon.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care.
Are you ready?